Jesus has been traveling through the Galilee and surrounding countryside, preaching the coming kingdom of God, teaching, casting out demons, healing the sick. Jesus has raised the dead, fed the 5,000, and been transfigured on a mountaintop. Jesus is literally on the top of the world. Things are going great. But at this very point in Luke's gospel, something shifts. Luke tells us, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Everything from this point forward in the narrative foreshadows and is inflected by the events that will happen in Jerusalem. Jesus knows deep within himself that Jesus is running out of time. All of a sudden, Jesus' teaching about prayer and discipleship gain new urgency as the weight of what Jesus knows will happen, must happen, presses down upon Jesus. And Jesus gets serious fast. Immediately after Jesus sets his face towards Jerusalem, Jesus has three conversations with three different would-be disciples and asks the nearly impossible from them. The first would-be disciple approaches Jesus and says, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus replies, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." In other words, Jesus is saying that those who would follow Jesus give up the very idea of home. Even wild animals have better homes than the followers of Jesus. To the second would-be disciple, Jesus says, "Follow me." The would-be disciple replies, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." This would-be disciple is only following the teaching and tradition as laid out for him by God-given law and society itself. Honoring your father and your mother is in the Ten Commandments. We take care of our parents. We bury them properly and with respect. Jesus is saying that those who would be followers of Jesus give up tradition itself, even traditions that have sustained generation after generation. The third would-be disciple approaches Jesus and says, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." And Jesus replies, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Even the prophet Elijah let his disciple Elisha say goodbye to family, but not Jesus." Jesus is saying that would-be disciples need to give up their family for the kingdom of God. There is no softening this call to discipleship. The call is harsh, and what awaits Jesus in Jerusalem is harsh. Jesus is walking toward Jerusalem, toward torture and death. Jesus asks us to give up home and tradition and family to follow him on this way. Knowing what is in store, who in their right mind would follow Jesus on the way to Jerusalem? No one. Until we remember this. Jesus wasn't just on the way to suffering and death. Jesus was also on the way to resurrection and ascension. Our text tells us that the days were drawing near for Jesus to be taken up, meaning Jesus isn't just going to Jerusalem to bear the cross. Jesus is on the way to defeat death and sin itself, to bust out of the grave and then be taken up triumphantly into heaven, to sit at God's right hand. Giving up home, tradition, and family to follow Jesus, this is hard. If anyone tells you otherwise, they're lying. But like the road to Golgotha, the road to discipleship leads to more than we could possibly imagine. When we give up our home, we find new citizenship and a place to belong in the kingdom of God. We are set free to follow Jesus wherever Jesus might lead, to serve others with abandon. At the end of the day, we find a true home within the heart of God, a home that no one can take away. When we give up our traditions, we are set free to create new ways of being together that properly reflect the kingdom of God. Traditions, though they give us meaning and structure and security, can distort the call of Jesus, as traditions prioritize what has always been done over what needs to be done now. But when we no longer worship at the altar of tradition, we can discover new ways of being in the world, ways that respond to real needs and real people. We can find new ways of being that break injustice and bring us into the kingdom of God. And when we give up our family, we are set free to create a new family of God, one that is not made of blood, but of love. We are set free to embrace others who are not like us and invited to see them as brothers, sisters, siblings in Christ. When we choose to be the family of God, we are bound together by the blood of Christ, a common cup, one bread, one body. Such a family is more expansive, beautiful, and diverse than any family of origin could ever be. And perhaps, if we learn these lessons of love well, we may even learn to love our families of origin the way they should be loved, not the way we were only barely capable of loving them before. There is no getting around the fact that the call to discipleship is hard. We follow a Lord who set his own face towards suffering and death. But those who would follow Jesus, even through suffering and death itself, will find life abundantly lived in the kingdom of God. Amen.